This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Voters in Honduras go to the polls today to elect a new president. These are the first open elections with all parties participating since the left-leaning government in Honduras was ousted in a 2009 coup. The vote comes at a difficult time for the U.S. ally. Two-thirds of the Honduran people live in poverty. Unemployment is soaring, and as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, all the drug trafficking and gang violence have given Honduras one of the highest murder rates in the world.
Tegucigalpa's narrow downtown streets are crowded and loud. Vendors hawk everything from bread to pirated CDs while men push passengers onto boarding buses. This week I met a man in the Central Market who in a very low voice told me how everyone around here has to pay the gangs a war tax.
Los negocios, las pulperías, las que venden tortillas. Todo el mundo tiene que pagar eso.
He says all the stalls in the market, the tiny convenience stores, even the women selling tortillas pay it. He was too scared to give me his name. He says for his five-car taxi business, he paid the gangs 15,000 lempiras, about $750 a month.
Trabajando. Trabajar para que no lo maten.
I just work to pay the tax, he said. If not, they kill you. He blames the ruling party for letting the gangs do as they please and says he'll vote for the new Libre Party and its candidate Xiomara Castro, who says she'll restore peace and justice in the country, which has become the favorite transit stop for South American cocaine heading into the U.S. Critics say, though, that Castro is a front for her husband, the former president deposed in the coup, but she's been a strong campaigner and rides high in the polls.
Hasta la victoria!
But despite these few TV spots, Libre hasn't advertised much. It's been outspent and out-organized by the ruling National Party's candidate, Juan Orlando Hernandez. The 45-year-old charismatic head of the Congress is popular with many for his plan to put the military back on the streets and his program giving 10,000 lempiras to poor families.
Con Juan Orlando, porque da el bono 10,000.
8-year-old Sara Esther Hernandez, who sells chocolates on the downtown streets, says her parents are voting for Orlando Hernandez because he gave them the money. Orlando Hernandez has been rounding up votes with a 100-person call center at his headquarters.
Sus votos por Juan Orlando y sus diputados son votos por una Honduras segura, justa, próspera, unida y en paz.
A vote for Juan Orlando is a vote for a safe, prosperous, and peaceful Honduras, says the operator. Before hanging up, she adds, be sure to pick up one of the candidate's free discount cards, good at most stores. Election observers like Ulrike Lunacek, who heads the European Union's team here, says it's troubling that the campaigns haven't been clear about how much money they've spent or where it comes from.
I think one of the best methods or medicines against corruption is transparency. The financial transparency hasn't been there.
And she says preparation for tallying the vote today has been shaky, too. There's much concern about violence breaking out if election results are delayed or very close. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs Roberta Jacobson says the winner will face a country with high debt, poverty, and violence.
So we have no illusions that this is going to be easy.
But she says the U.S. is ready to back whoever wins, as long as the election is clean and free. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Tegucigalpa.